Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We've got the live call-in show from this past Sunday night, September 6th, 2020, where we took your calls discussing split stays. Where would you go first? What about, we talked about Boardwalk Villas and Oki West, Copper Creek and Boulder Ridge. We also talked about the live-action Mulan. Would you pay $30 to get this movie at home before December on Disney Plus? We talked about the news of the week, including the Polynesian refurb. What's that mean for your next trip, even if you're not staying there, plus lots more? Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today and book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less. They're at themagicforless.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, if you really want to help support the show during these slower times in travel, we love our patrons. You make everything possible right now here on the show. You're keeping us going, and I love you guys. If you want to become a patron as well, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast live call-in show. We are broadcasting to you live right now on our Facebook and YouTube channels. Just search for the Be Our Guest Podcast. If you're catching this show on the feed, you missed it. You're 4 days late. But you know what? We won't hold that against you. Next Sunday night, put it on that Google alert. Let them know. You know, say, hey, Google, remind me to make sure I don't miss the Be Our Guest Podcast at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, on Facebook or YouTube, and you can give us a call. We can talk Disney. We can have a great time hanging out because we've got a lot of news to catch up on from the last week. A lot of stuff happened, and we're going to have a fun time talking Disney. We can talk about anything you like. So in just a second, we'll open up the phone lines at 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Here on Labor Day weekend 2020 in the United States, we're recording this show live on Sunday night. What is today? September 6th, 2020, just for the archives, because I know a lot of people go back and say, I listened to that show from 2020, and it's like 2024. So, yeah, that's what's going on. It's a crazy, crazy year, but we're getting to it, and it seems like the crowds are kind of coming back to Walt Disney World. People are traveling a little bit more, and from what I saw in Central Florida this past weekend, there are quite a few people that wanted to get out there, go to the water parks, like Volcano Bay. They wanted to go to the Universal Parks, the Walt Disney World Parks, and just get out and get out of their shell there for a little bit. So we'll talk about that tonight if you want, 407-413-9395. Now, before we get to the calls tonight, we're going to do a little bit of news, and this is Ricky's news over on themouseforless.com. I thought that we would hit some of these stories real quick just so we have some topical stuff to talk about. So let's see what we got here in Disney's news. Hit this real quick. So you might have heard, you probably have heard by now that a couple more restaurants are coming back this fall. Hallelujah. Gaston's Tavern is coming back. How about that? In the Magic Kingdom, it is going to open. It is actually already open. It opened on September 4th, and it has a new fan favorite treat on the menu. Not only can you get your cinnamon roll there in the morning, which is awesome, but you can also get now the Master's Cupcake. Do you know what the Master's Cupcake has on it? It has the gray stuff on top. So check that out. Gaston's Tavern back open. Next, Cinderella's Royal Table reopening on September 24th, of course, in the Magic Kingdom in Cinderella Castle. However, no characters, no princesses. So you got to go there. And you know what? If you've never eaten at Cinderella's Royal Table, it's expensive, but it is beautiful in there. It is so gorgeous. So you might want to check that out. Then the next day, September 25th, Hollywood and Vine is going to open over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. That's right next door to 50's Primetime Cafe, right at the end of Hollywood Boulevard there. And it says that guests will be able to still wave and snap photos of Minnie Mouse, Mickey Mouse, and their friends dressed for Halloween. In addition, there's also going to be Halloween decor and music, themed food, and more. And then finally, October 5, one of your favorite restaurants, right? ABC Commissary is going to open up for lunch October 5th. So we are slowly getting back to, is it normalcy? No. But we're getting more places to eat, which I think is a big, it's not a complaint, but it's a concern for a lot of folks that have been down at Walt Disney World here upon reopening, since they reopened. Next, we got a couple of discounts this week, kind of interesting ones too. If you see the screen here, if you're watching the video, or if you're catching out the audio on Thursday, there are two discounts. They're called the Magic is Here discounts. Now, it's kind of interesting because there's kind of a broad offer that's a package offer. Then there's kind of an offer which I have called over the past week the Lucky 10 States offer, because I talked about this with my wife. You know, why did 10 states get a room discount? In, for example, I'm in Missouri. You know, we have friends in Arkansas, and we're just outside that discount geographical qualification. I have guests that are in Pennsylvania that are not getting it, but West Virginia does qualify, and they're right on the border. But what I think it is, it's kind of interesting, and it's, you know, you can go for the package deal too, but the room offer is for basically the southeastern states. It's got the Carolinas, both Carolinas, West Virginia, Virginia, Florida. Well, Florida's not included because they got their own offer, as always. But you got Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Tennessee, Kentucky. I think that's it. Did I hit all 10? But those states get a room discount. And I think what it is those people are kind of within striking distance to drive. And also, I think Disney is looking at a lot of those folks. They're just tempting them. You know, you don't have to get on a plane typically from those states. You can drive down and you could just do like a long weekend or something. So that's kind of an interesting thing that Lucky 10 States Magic is Here offer that came out. All right, real quick, another story that we had this week. This one kind of caught me by surprise. I believe it was last Monday. The Polynesian is closed. Now, of course, the villas are open at the Polynesian, but the Polynesian resort itself has been closed. Was going to reopen on August 12th. They pushed it back to October 4th. Now they've pushed back the reopening of the Polynesian until next summer. Holy cow, it's going to be down for a whole year. It's crazy because I know I've had some guests there. I've had to move them. Some guests are still waiting for the offer. If you are in the Polynesian booked over the next year, what happens is Disney will offer you an equivalent or better accommodation, and they will price lock you on your current price. So you will see, you'll get another stay. You'll probably be, if I would guess, the Grand Floridian or the Contemporary. But a year, it's going down. They're going to work on the Great Ceremonial House. Some of the rooms are going to get a Moana overlay, I think, kind of like the Royal Guest Rooms at Riverside. Kind of interesting. I mean, it could use a little work. It's better than letting it just sit empty if it's not needed. So I'm glad they're doing some work over there. But man, a year. Also, here's the thing that I think will affect me more, because I don't stay at the Polynesian, but the Polynesian monorail stop's going to be down. So guests that are staying at the villas, because the villas are going to remain open, the DVC side, they're going to remain open, but you got to walk the path to the TTC to catch a monorail or ferry to the Magic Kingdom, or you can catch buses. So you have that. And here's one, if you're watching the screen, get ready. This is a good one. Halloween treats coming to Walt Disney World. Check these suckers out. So here's some things you can get this fall season down at Walt Disney World. How about the Mickey Cinnamon Roll that's going to be available at the Main Street Bakery? Look at that thing. It's a Mickey-shaped cinnamon roll drizzled with orange and white icing. You can also get cinnamon donuts. They're going to be available at Pecos Bill's Tall Tale Inn and Cafe. They're served in this interesting little Hitchhiking Ghost novelty container, which, cool looking, but you don't get much food, it doesn't look like, but I think everybody's there for the container, the collectible. Also, you can get, over at Pecos Bill's is the place to be, Hades Nachos, black bean nacho chips with fiery buffalo chicken, lettuce, tomato, sour cream, salsa, and jalapeno. Hoo-hoo-hoo! Yeah, that does sound kind of a little bit like Hades with the fiery buffalo chicken. And then you got Constance's For Better or For Worse wedding cake available at the Liberty Square Market. Citrus cake with raspberry Bavarian cream, whipped cream flowers, and a chocolate axe. How cute is that? It's a wedding cake with an axe in the top of it. That's crazy. All right, real quick, some of the other things you can get. Pumpkin spiced waffle sundaes available at Sleepy Hollow. You can also get a Poor Unfortunate Souls float. It's storybook treats. That's cream cheese, soft serve, black raspberry syrup, and Coke. Sounds kind of gross to me, but do what you do. Pumpkin spice milkshake that's going to be available at Auntie Gravity's Galactic Goodies. And you can get a pumpkin spice soft serve sundae, try saying that three times, at Auntie Gravity's Galactic Goodies. That's served as a sundae topped with whipped cream, caramel, and sprinkles. These things are all beautiful. You can also get a Mickey Monster Mash Burger at Cosmic Rays. Headless Horseman Rides Again at the Strawberry Dole Whip with Fanta Strawberry and a Headless Horseman Novelty Straw. The straw is pretty sweet. You got to check that out. The Not So Poison Apple Cupcake at Pinocchio Village House. Orange and Black Sugar Churros at the various churro carts and Pecos Bills. And the Oogie Boogie Dice Novelty Glow Cubes. Everybody loves a glow cube, right? Just the little things you drop in there and they flash and all that stuff. Various quick service restaurants for that. They also have a Jack Skellington Sipper at a lot of the quick service places. The Oogie Boogie Premium Popcorn Bucket. Why do I think we'll see that on eBay? We've seen that before. Mickey's Pumpkin Premium Popcorn Bucket. I like that one. You got to look at the picture here. This popcorn bucket is sweet with Mickey. It's so cute. It kind of looks like the balloon one. And then also the Hitchhiking Ghost Premium Popcorn Bucket. That's just a bucket. Is that it? Yeah. Is that the right one? No, it's the base one. Okay, the base one's here. Yeah, it's just a regular old Halloween bucket or popcorn bucket. But the Hitchhiking Ghost Premium Popcorn Bucket, oh yeah. It's got the three hitchhiking ghosts. And then what about, I saw this the other day. What about the Madame Leota slipper? Sipper. That thing is crazy looking. And there's a whole bunch more at Epcot. This is just the Magic Kingdom, guys. You got more. So go over to the Mouse for Less and click on, you know, the main page. Check out the news for the week. You'll see all the snacks. Also, one other thing before we get going. Lululemon coming to Disney Springs. And if you don't know what Lululemon is, I'm trying to describe this as a guy with two daughters and a wife. They're like, it's like athletic apparel. It's kind of like yoga pants and so forth. It's, to me, really, really expensive. But do as you do. I know it's very popular for like Paige and Mallory to get Lululemon. They're like tights. I don't even know if what you would say there. They're kind of like tights, the yoga pants. And they have other stuff too, but they're in the town square section. So if you find yourself in need for that on your next vacation, there you go. All right, let's get to the calls. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Lots to talk about. We could talk about the Polynesian. We could talk about the discounts. Let's see. Maggie says she loves Jack Skellington. Going into the chat, Laurie says that Strawberry Dole Whip sounds yummy. That's interesting. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a huge Dole Whip fan. I know. But maybe strawberry sounds better. And also, do we think that means no Ohana? I think it does. All right, let's get to our first call tonight. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's Marlessa. Happy Sunday.
Hey, happy Sunday. What's going on?
It's been a few weeks, but it's been a pretty good weekend. We actually watched the live-action Mulan last night on Disney Plus.
I can't pay $30 for a pay-per-view. I just can't. It's crazy.
No. No, I get it. I had like a kind of big debate with myself where, so on the one hand, like Mike, like, you know, I'm a big film person. So on the one hand, I'm kind of like, if I pay the $30 and a lot of other people pay the $30 and this is successful, then more and more studios will do this. And I'm worried enough about, you know, the physical movie theaters. True. What if this leads to that? You know, so I was debating that. But then I thought, well, I don't know. I kind of would like to support, you know, this kind of like diverse film, and I don't know. So I ended up paying for it. Hopefully I'm not, you know, killing movie theaters with my $30.
Well, no, I mean, I think right now that's the thing to do, because at least you're supporting, you know, you're backing up that they produce this thing and that it's not just sitting there not getting any revenue from it. And plus, I've seen tons of great reviews online. Now, again, another thing. I say I wouldn't pay $30 for it, but if I was to take myself and my three, you know, my wife and two kids to the movies, It'd be like $100. You know what I'm saying? So it's actually a bargain if you have like four or five people in your house.
Oh yeah, exactly. And like obviously, like here in New York, like just the two of us, if the two of us go, it's already over $30 so, on normal circumstances. So
I'm glad
it's
I'm
still
in St.
a bargain
Louis.
For us.
But... I couldn't play New York because I go to Disney. I'm like, and I come home and I'm like, whoo, dinner's so cheap here.
My friend, I have like the opposite thing. It's so weird. When I go to Disney, I'm like, wow, only $12 for this cocktail?
I have a heart attack. I'm like, it's $4 at home. Yeah, I'm same way.
I know. It's so crazy. Like when I go home to like Surrey, Pennsylvania, I'm like, there's a cocktail of maybe $6 and people think it's expensive. I'm like, no, this is such a bargain. Are you kidding me? Yeah, but it was pretty good. So yeah, so my desire to, you know, ultimately still support the film industry in the way I could, and, you know, this movie kind of won out. You know, it's not like I'm not like the biggest fan of the live action remakes, but I did, you know, I kind of like enjoyed this one. Like, this was kind of a film where I kind of described it as in our Discord group as well, that I allowed myself to turn off my film critic side and kind of just like enjoyed the, because it's gorgeous cinematography, gorgeous costumes, you know, some good characters, no spoilers, but if you're a fan of the original Mulan, there is a fun, really sweet like cameo toward the end. So like, look out for that.
Yeah,
it's, that really, really got me really excited. I had to like rewind, like, wait, is that who I think it is? And it was.
Well, see, there's a bonus. You can rewind it in the theater. You can be like, oh, back, you know, hey, play, you know, go back a minute. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I will say quickly before like moving on to another topic, but the one thing, like, you know, my marketing side, like, I do have to say, like, I can't believe like Disney let it slip that December would be when all other Disney Plus subscribers can access it. Because at first they were kind of being vague and kind of, you know, clever about it, where it was like, oh, you know, you can pay $30 for the premium access, and then it'll like eventually be added to Disney Plus. But then it came out that it'd be December. So now I feel like a lot of people that were probably maybe on the fence are probably just going to think, oh, well, I can just wait 3 months. And I get that. Like, I totally get, you know, especially during a time like this, like, you know, if you don't want to pay $30, like, for a movie, like, I don't blame you for that. But from Disney's perspective, I was kind of, I guess, surprised that they would let slip that, hey, just wait 3 more months. And,
well, yeah, there's a theory of that too in like technology, because I listen to a lot of tech podcasts, and I forget what the term is, but it's kind of like, if Apple, for example, you know, comes out with a new computer's on the horizon, and it says it's going to come out on, you know, October 1st. The deal is, like, say, you know, right now it's September 6th or whatever. Like, they've killed, you know, nobody's buying a computer for the next 3 weeks. You know, like, your sales just went to zero, because why would you do that? You know, so that, you're right. I mean, it is kind of like a thing, like, you're shooting yourself in the foot if you give an actual date. Because, like, I could watch a million movies, and then December, oh, it's a new movie. You know, Disney just put it out. To me, that's probably what I'll do, actually. And there's no songs in it, right? Is that right?
Yes, it's correct. There's no songs, and there's no like Mushu character, which isn't a spoiler, because that was kind of pretty like apparent from like the promos and everything. But that was one of the reasons why it interested me, honestly, because I don't really like the ones that are kind of just, you know, shot for shot remakes, give or take. So I kind of feel like if they're gonna do the live action remakes at all, like, let's put a little bit of a twist to it at least. And this is not so much as a twist so much as it's just more focused on, like, you know, the adventure aspect, but you still have like the heart of her and her relationship with her father and her family and her own like personal quest for honor.
Awesome.
I'm not working on Disney's marketing team for this movie. I sounds like I'm trying to get everyone to pay for this.
Yeah, we're Disney fans, you know. Whether I book travel or not, I'm always going to be an ambassador because I like it so much. And I think that's how, you know, I'm an Apple fan, and I tell people, you know, I buy stuff for these reasons, and that, you know, Apple, I'm paying a bajillion dollars for every Apple device. They're overpriced. I'll admit it, man. It's way overpriced, but it works, you know, so whatever. I think we like what we like, and, you know, try to give recommendations that are honest.
Oh, for sure. But yeah, so that was my, I guess, spoiler-free thoughts on Mulan.
Cool.
But since you were talking about like snacks, I also saw, I think recently, that I don't know how brand new this is, but I've seen it popping up on Instagram a lot, how apparently the France Pavilion, there's a pina colada ice cream martini, which is right up my alley and sounds really good.
I'll take it. Yeah, I was going to read all those snacks. You know, I didn't preview the news. And then I realized, holy cow, I'd read like 30 of them, and it's just the Magic Kingdom. They're literally that many at the other parks, too. Like, Disney is, I guess they use their time during the closure to come up with a bajillion different kind of fall Halloween snacks. So you'll eat good when you go down this fall. Or at least,
yeah,
here's the thing.
Sure.
You know, here's the thing, though. I think more than you'll eat good is it'll look good on Instagram. Everything they've made is Instagrammable. It's crazy.
The cupcakes, in my opinion, are the most risky in terms of if they'll taste good or not. Because like when, like, especially like my last trip, like I think over the course of like a few days, you know, for science, for research, of course, I bought like a few different cupcakes and they all looked amazing, but only like one or two of them were really good. And then there were some, they're like, oh, this looks great, but I don't know. It passes the Instagram test if I want to play it on Instagram, but yeah. I don't know. I mean, a cupcake's still a cupcake, but you know.
They don't always look like the marketing picture either. You know, like they got this cheeseburger I'm looking at that I'm guessing if I get it, it's not going to look that perfect.
Yeah, for sure. And, oh, so as like, I think a question that I was thinking of, and I don't even know if I have my answer for this or if this could just be another show topic potentially, but you know, since they're doing the Moana themed overlays, it had me wonder like what would be maybe some other potential overlays they could do at some of the resorts.
That's a good one. Trying to think. What about?
I know I have you on the spot because I don't know, like maybe Toy Story and one of the, I don't know, where would that fit? Like maybe Wilderness? I don't know. Probably not that. That would just be Woody. I don't know.
Like if you want to do Wilderness Lodge, you could do like Brother Bear, but nobody cares about that movie.
I'm trying to think, by the resort, like Coronado Springs. Okay, maybe no, I don't know.
Maybe Coco. Okay, I mean, because it's kind of a southwestern United States, which is almost Mexico.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's true. That's a good question.
Like I suggested this question. I don't even have my own answer for it. Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, I think it's interesting. I know, like, I think some people are a little worried about Stitch still having a home, but I haven't seen anything to think that Ohana is going away or anything like that. I think it's just, like similar to how, you know, Riverside has a section that has princessing rooms and Caribbean Beach has, you know, a section of pirate rooms, but you know, you still have the regular feel of the resort aside from that. So, I don't know. I'm sure. I think Stitch will be okay as far as I know.
Eric says Meet the Robinsons at the Contemporary. That makes sense. That'd be a good one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that one's probably not popular enough. Yeah, that's true. That's a problem. You got to have like a hot franchise. You know, you can't do Brother Bear. I was thinking like Jungle Book at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. But the thing is about the Animal Kingdom Lodge, I don't think you should touch those. Well, then why am I not saying this about the Polynesian? But Animal Kingdom Lodge is cool to me because to me it feels very, very authentic to Africa. Not that I've ever been to Africa, but I feel like Disney's going for authenticity. And so I'd rather not have like IP in that one.
Like, not to say that obviously the other resorts aren't themed, but I agree. There's just something really special about Animal Kingdom Lodge and Animal Kingdom in general, just how, you know, I'm just like particularly hesitant about any IP being there. Like it would just feel weird to, not that they would do it this way per se, but like walking in a room in Animal Kingdom Lodge and there's like a giant blue on the curtain or something. Like I can't picture that, but that would be interesting though.
That's a good question. I'm going to ask that to everybody that calls in after. And I will say though, on the other side, like Riverside's supposed to be, you know, the South, but we only stay at the princess rooms, which obviously have, you know, they're very Disney. They got the, you know, the princesses in there. But the reason we book them is because two reasons. They're in a good spot in the resort, and I love the headboards. I love the fireworks, the fiber optic things. I'm paying like $30 a night for that. I'm a sucker. I'm such a sucker, but I like them. They're fun.
Oh, yeah. I really want to, I haven't stayed in those rooms. I've stayed on the that side of the resort, I think Magnolia is what it's called. And yeah, I think like the princess rooms were like the first bus stop. And when we stayed, we were by the second bus stop. And I think like I've gotten lucky where when I'm at that resort or Caribbean Beach, like they both have the several bus stops, but I've always been at the first or second bus stop. So I've been lucky where I don't run into that issue that I think if you're staying, you're one of the final bus stops, then you run into the issue of maybe the bus is full or something like that, or maybe you have to stand. But
which sometimes that's the bus stop too. Yeah.
I don't know if it's a trick so much as
go ahead.
Yeah, so much as me being lucky, but yeah, I mean, I wonder when that resort will reopen too, because that's still closed for a while, I think, right? Port Orleans resort.
No hint about those. It's just sad because I love those. I mean, that's the thing is like right now you only have one value open and you only have one and a half currently you know, moderates open. You got Caribbean Beach wide open, but then you got Coronado, but you know, you got the NBA still finishing up there right now. So it's crazy times, you know, but things are moving in the right direction. So that's what we got to look at. And also, in the Derry versus Wade in the chat is mentioning, and I thought this is the very first thing I thought would be, they could go full on Princess and the Frog at French Quarter, but she's exactly right. It's hinted at in the princess rooms at Riverside, but they could go, you know, it's not really just Tiana, but I mean, you could do a really cool Princess and the Frog thing at French Quarter. And I mean, I think those rooms would be crazy popular. I would guess.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That would be really cool. And it's a great movie. And obviously, you know, she makes beignets in the film, and you know, so even having like the food themed around that as well. Absolutely. I mean, kind of already is there, right? I mean, but it has to reopen. The people need beignets, so that's all I have to say about French
Quarter.
That's it.
Yeah, drop your mic. That's it. The world needs beignets. Let's open the French Quarter. Let's go.
And since they listen to the podcast, I mean, we have to keep pushing for a beignet stand by the new once they do update Splash Mountain. We need the beignet stand right by.
You'd have to have an ADR to get in line for that thing. That thing would be so long. You get in line.
Oh man, that'll be the new
station.
BR guest.
Yes, it would. That'd be so good. Oh my gosh, I need a donut. Oh, I'm so hungry. All right, well, hey, a lot of people are trying to get in tonight because everybody's off. But Marlesa, make sure you call us next Sunday night. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep, sounds good. Have a great night and great Labor Day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right, let's get to our next call. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's Amy from the Run, Eat, Drink podcast. How are you?
Hey, Amy. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just trying to combat the humidity here in Florida.
I know it's hot. We got a little break for like 2 days here. Woo, it was back this morning, man, and it's going to be back. But then they keep telling us this, and they better not be playing with us. By Wednesday in St. Louis, the high is going to be in the mid-60s with lows in the mid-40s. Ah, that's perfect running weather.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect half marathon weather for you to keep your streak going, right?
I don't know how long that's going to go. It almost ended today. I was debating just peeling off. I was like, seven's enough today, but... Then I thought about Wade,
so
and I
close.
Kept going. Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, I'm done.
I got out there and I did a 10K today, and I was thinking about y'all, and I don't know how you keep the streaks alive.
Yeah, it's one word, really, stupidity. But, you know, that's kind of the motto of my life. So what else can I do?
Yeah, no. I mean, you feel so good after you accomplish the goal, though.
You do. But, I mean, it's the whole thing is, like, it doesn't last that long. It lasts for, like, 10 minutes. And it's for me, you know, it takes me 2.5 hours of misery to get that 10-minute high. It's like... It's not a good, like, return on investment situation. I need to take economics or something. I don't know.
I know. It takes me even longer. You're fast. You know, you and Wade are like, you know, like speeding bullets.
Yeah, I've never really been that fast. So what's going on? I know you're headed down shortly, so you got to be getting excited.
Oh, we're so excited. We have a dilemma because I happen to get some extra time off that I wasn't expecting. So we can spend more time down there than we originally thought.
Nice.
And kind of need your help, and we need everybody in the chat, and we know you all are so amazing. We and this discount, you know, you were talking at the top of the show about the discounts. I mean, it makes it possible for you to explore and indulge in new resorts that you never thought you would get to.
Exactly.
So
what are you proposing now that you, and I wouldn't call having extra time a dilemma. Well, it is a dilemma. It's a good dilemma. Let's just say that. I'll take it.
It's a great dilemma. Mike, it's a first world problem,
yes.
Right? It's amazing. And I love it. And I know that you are the right guy, and the BR Guest podcast chat and the Wizards, you all are the perfect people to help us decide. We have never, ever done a split stay before.
Okay.
And we have not stayed at the Copper Creek villas.
Over at Wilderness
We've
Lodge.
Never stayed at the Boulder Ridge.
Mm-hmm. Again,
or the Old Key West. And
yes.
We've never stayed at the Boardwalk Villas. So the dilemma is, do we do a split stay? And if so, which two, and how do you space that out?
So here's what I say, and people are going to go, oh my gosh, Mike didn't say that. So don't take this little snippet out and put it anywhere.
Okay.
I am not recommending.
No.
I'm not recommending Old Key West for you. And here's why. You live in Florida.
That is Florida. So true.
It's the Florida theme. It's like, I love Old Key West because I'm living my dream. Like for five nights or for however long I'm staying, three nights, whatever it is, I'm like living in some kind of Florida community with a golf course. Like I'm just like, I got to kind of like, you know, and I know this is kind of a dumb thing, but like, you know, I'm out of my run. I'm like watching, you know, for the wildlife, the big birds, you know, the palm trees. Hopefully I'm always keeping my eye out for like alligators coming out of the, you know, the, by the golf course and all kinds of stuff, because in my mind's eye for like three nights, I'm a Florida resident, you know, like I got to deal with all the Florida resident problem, because that resort totally feels like a Florida community for you. Yeah. If you're going to split, and it, you know, the thing is, like, I wouldn't do a split unless you're doing at least four nights, because you don't want to, like, you know, waste all that shifty time. But the thing is, Wilderness Lodge, and that could be Copper Creek or Boulder Ridge, awesome. Boardwalk's awesome too, don't get me wrong. And but over at Wilderness Lodge, that's something that is very, it's so Boardwalk though for you though. It's very different vibe than Florida. Obviously, it's Pacific Northwest, opposite end of the country, you know, diagonally. So,
yeah.
And it's very peaceful. And Geyser Point's pretty awesome. And that's open. So, yeah.
See, that's, I was listening to the show where Pam was talking about Geyser Point and talking about the Fort Wilderness Lodge, like the restaurants there. So it got me thinking, oh, we've never stayed there. And now we have the opportunity to split four nights.
Yeah.
So, which would you do first? Would you do Boardwalk first, or would you do?
See, Boardwalk. Here's the thing to think about. It depends on what, if you're going to go to the parks, like what your plan is, because when you're at Wilderness Lodge, that's when you're going to go to the Magic Kingdom. Either Boulder Ridge or Copper Creek. When you're at Boardwalk, that's when you want to do the Epcot Studios thing, because you can walk to either and be there super quickly.
Cool.
So that would kind of determine, like, you know, if there's a better day for you to go to the studios or Epcot, you know, you probably want to avoid Epcot on a Saturday, because it's kind of crazy.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'd say that about the Magic Kingdom too, but yeah, it really, other than that, you know, I would say, obviously, you know, use proximity, but I don't think it's going to matter all that much, because I think a lot of the guests right now are kind of local. You know, you don't have a lot of folks that are, and you know, it's not, just
that's
depends.
True.
And you could look at the park hours too. That's like, true. is there one where you kind of want to take it more easy? Because with Epcot opening at 11 o'clock, I mean, would you rather have the sleep in day over at Wilderness Lodge? Cause you can get, you know, get there and still sleep in, or, you know, go to a breakfast at you could do breakfast at Whispering Canyon when you're at Wilderness Lodge and then go to Epcot.
Ooh.
That'd be fun. Yeah. There's a lot of things to think about.
That's awesome. Yeah. You see, I knew that and I know when I go back and I read the suggestions in the chat, there are a lot of things to think about.
Yeah, and just so, like George is saying, he's saying Boardwalk first and then Wilderness Lodge second, because you can really relax at Wilderness Lodge. Wilderness Lodge is probably the most relaxing of them, of the ones you mentioned. I mean, Old Key West is, but we're throwing that out for right now. So,
right. Yeah. And I think that is very smart advice, Mike. And you take our backgrounds and where we come from. When you make reservations for all of your guests, you do a phenomenal job, because you take into account where we're coming from. And that's awesome.
So now you guys actually come up to Disney World, right? Because you're south of Disney World?
We do.
See, yes, I always say going down, you're going down to Walt Disney World. I just realized I got to fix myself. You guys are strange.
No.
You're going up to Walt Disney World. What?
We are.
That's so weird.
We are. It's a 3-hour drive. So I think, you know, we might do Epcot on Friday, and because it opens so late now.
Yeah, it's so weird. I no kidding. That is what got me the most in August when I was there, is that I was like antsy. I'm like, dude, we're going to be so, I kept thinking, and I knew in my mind that I was okay, but like all my training or, you know, whatever for the last 15 years of going to Walt Disney World, I'm thinking, I'm getting to the park like when Ricky gets to the park. I'm going to be so far behind everybody. And yet at 11 o'clock, we were waiting in a long line just to get in. We were rope dropping at 11 o'clock. It was 120 degrees in the parking lot. I'm like, oh my God. So, yeah,
it's unbelievable.
It's crazy. You're going to be
ahead,
hot.
Mike.
No, but you're going to be, well, you're from Florida, but I mean, it's going to be hot that day because you're bound to be in Epcot at 2 or 3 in the afternoon. It's smoking hot. I mean, maybe not as much now, but I hope not.
Yeah. So you make some fantastic points. And I think that I'm going to take a tip from you and Mallory, or actually, I think it was Mallory that you said when you did your recap for your trip that you all did morning pool time before the parks on one day, right?
Yeah, it was our last day. We went to the Magic Kingdom and the pools, like they close at 9 o'clock. So you can't really swim too late. Now, hey, another tip, though, if you're swimmers over at Wilderness Lodge, the quiet pool in Boulder Ridge, which you could use it if you're Copper Creek, too, it doesn't close till 11. And it's a nice pool. So if you like night swimming, there's a plus. Because we did that with Scott, because Scott was staying there. But, yeah, we swam in the morning. We rope dropped the pool at Pop Century. We were only in there for like 30 minutes, but it like cooled us down. And then we were more relaxed going to the Magic Kingdom because that was our day to fly out. So we weren't like, you know.
Yeah.
We had already done everything we wanted to do, is just kind of hitting other stuff. But yeah, it was fun. I'd never done that in my life. Swam in the morning first thing. Cause I'm like, no way. But yeah, it was fun.
It's a great tip. And before I let you go, I know you have a lot of calls coming. So I appreciate you spending so much time with
no
me
problem.
And with making the decision and everything. But I just want to tell you and Wade and Marlessa and all the lizards that keep posting about their runs at, you are keeping me and keeping Dana motivated and hopeful for marathon weekend.
So if I had to ask you on a scale of 1 to 100, deep in your heart, here's my number. I was thinking about this morning on my run. I would say that I'm at about a 30% chance of it happening right now, which sounds super low. But if you would have asked me maybe 45 days ago, I would have said 10% chance. I mean, Laurie ran a full marathon in person this weekend. So,
yeah.
And a couple of, I think there was a race in Atlanta, a 10 miler I saw. So,
I maybe. Don't know.
Oh,
I mean, I heard you a couple of weeks ago saying 25, and now you're saying 30. So it seems like you're more hopeful now.
Oh my gosh, so, Jennifer says 85%. Oh my God, Jennifer.
85%?
Whoa.
85, because right now I'm honestly feeling 50-50.
That's good.
Maybe 50-50. Yeah. So I'm trying to stay positive.
Yeah. I mean, I really want it to happen. I mean, that's like, that would be the first signal to me that like, oh my gosh, finally I get to do something I love. You know, I haven't been able to go to a Cardinals game this year. Won't be able to. Doubt I can go to a football game this year. Maybe, maybe not. You know, if I can sneak into a football game. But if I could go and run marathon weekend, like it'd be awesome. I just think that, I mean, I think people would lose their minds. But here's the thing. It's going to be like decision time soon. You know, they need a medal reveal. Mm-hmm. They need to let people know because they canceled Wine and Dine,
right?
And we're getting into that window in the next few weeks of the, you know, how many weeks out, because it's time, you know, they're going to have to make the call.
My palms are sweaty just thinking about it.
I love all these numbers in the chat. We got some optimistic people and realistic people. I'm just kidding.
We had Chef Art Smith on our show.
Yes.
And he said he would run the marathon with us.
Oh, yeah.
If it happened.
That's awesome.
And that's amazing. So that's why I'm trying to stay optimistic about it, because nothing would please me more than to meet you, to cross the finish line of my first marathon with the love of my life, and then having a hallelujah biscuit with Chef Art Smith.
You know what? I don't know if you ever watched, like way back in the day, I saw something on TV about like greyhound racing with the dogs, and they put like a little mechanical rabbit in front of them that makes them go so fast, like on a car.
Yes.
You put that hallelujah biscuit in front of me on a car, I would PR.
Oh.
I would qualify for Boston if they put that hallelujah biscuit out in front of me for 26 miles.
I know. I'm telling you, that would be a great motivator, but it would be, Dana and I, we will PR anyway, because that's going to be our first ever marathon if it happens.
Exactly. Oh my God.
So,
when you cross that line,
okay,
it has to happen. I'm telling you, there is nothing ever. I still remember 2015. The first time you cross that marathon line, you're just like, oh my God, I'm a marathoner for the rest of my life. It's unbelievable.
Right. Right? That's what I'm saying. And then Dana says he's never going to do it again.
And the only
reason he's doing it is because Chef Art Smith said he would do it with us.
There you go. Oh, my God. That's so cool. You guys can get to do it with him. All right. It's got to happen. Yeah. We got to will it to happen at this point.
I hope so.
That's right. All right, Wayne. I'm going to
win for all of us. Okay.
Yes. And I'll be it. And I'll go have dinner with a chef, Art Smith, too, at the end, sometime over Marathon weekend to support. God, I love that place.
Yeah. I finally was able to get a brunch reservation on Sunday at 11 a.m. And I am hallelujah biscuit bound.
Oh, man. It
is
because
of your recommendation.
Oh, I'm telling you. Now, don't blame me an hour later when you're just in pain because you ate too much. Don't blame me then. Because, like, I was like, oh, God, I ate so much. Like, I ate a week's worth of food, but I don't regret it. I'm just in pain. But, it's pretty amazing.
Then that's the perfect time to enjoy the hotel, maybe, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Just chill out. Don't plan on going to any theme parks for at least 3-4 hours. You're going to be just toast.
Got it.
All right, well, I'm going to scoot because I got
a couple coming in.
Amy, you take care. Just give me a holler and I can help you out. All right, talk to you soon.
You too. Right, take care. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Alrighty, 407-413-9395. That's 407-413-9395. A lot of calls lined up. Let's get them in here. We have our next caller. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, it's Maggie from the Mitten. How you doing, Mike?
What's going on, Maggie?
Okay, so I have a hypothesis from Marlessa's call.
All right, this is great.
So here's my hypothesis. The reason IP feels like it wouldn't fit well in wilderness and animal kingdom lodges is because those are very authentic, it's authentic African and authentic Western American,
right.
Whereas Polynesian is more the stylized tiki, like the idea of what we think tiki is. So I think my brain anyway, that's why it feels like it fits better in the Polynesian and wouldn't fit as well in the lodges. That's my hypothesis.
Let me counter your hypothesis. What about Riverside with the princess rooms? Because I think Riverside is based on a theme that is very much similar to Animal Kingdom Lodge and Wilderness Lodge, where it's kind of an idealized geographical part of the country. You know, like the Deep South compared to the Pacific Northwest compared to Africa. But it works.
Okay, I see your point.
I don't know. It does work there. But the thing is, maybe if they just kind of keep it behind, I think it's what they do at Riverside. Like, you would never know there's princess rooms there, right? If you're walking around Magnolia Bend, you don't know it. And I think that's what they're going to do at the Polynesian. I don't think you're going to see, what's the big You're Welcome guy? What's his name?
Maui.
I don't think you're going to. I mean, what if they take out that little tiki statue in the lobby and Maui's there all of a sudden? No, I don't think they're going to do that. But I don't think that's what's going to happen. People would freak out, though.
Yeah, no, I think they would. And I also think you're right. I think not knowing that it's there, I think if you told me right now and I didn't know that they already existed, that they were going to do princess rooms, I'd be like, oh, really? So,
No, but that's
good. Because you can't see it.
It's a good hypothesis because I really feel, and again, it's also what's weird is it's the same architect for Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom Lodge, but they are so... I don't know. Like, I don't want to touch them. But if you think about Wilderness Lodge, for example, I don't know. Have you stayed at Wilderness Lodge?
I have not stayed overnight there, but I have eaten there a bunch of times.
But if you go in the bathrooms of Wilderness Lodge, they have, I want to say it's Chippendale. They have characters on the tile around the shower. So as authentic as it is, there are still characters, very subtle, in Wilderness Lodge rooms. But you're right. I mean, when I think about, oh my gosh, putting IP in those two, those definitely stand out. But you're right. Like, the Polynesian is it's kind of a thematic kind of thing. But, I think the thing, too, is people, I mean, to me, when I talk about Walt Disney World resorts, in my mind, the first thing I think of, and I've never stayed there, but I think of the Polynesian just because of its history and its location, and it's just iconic. It is so darn beautiful, those oranges and browns, and it's got a beach, it's got a monorail, it's got these great restaurants, it's got these great rooms, it's everything you need. So I think about that first, and I think it's very sacred to a lot of people. And with anything that's sacred, like when Pirates went through refurbs and Haunted Mansion, people freak out because we get nervous, but I think it'll be okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a new hypothesis now, and it is that it can't be in public areas, but it has to, if it's in the rooms, it's okay. That's my new hypothesis.
Keep it behind closed doors.
Keep it behind closed doors.
That's a good
one. I also have a quick little Halloween story. Okay. It reminded me of this when we were talking about the Halloween stuff coming up. So when I was on my college program, which was a few years before I worked at Safaris, I would get deployed sometimes and have to work at Fantasmic. And we had these Halloween cups and I was obsessed with them. And we stopped selling them the weeks leading up to Halloween because we started running low on them. And I was like, oh no, I never bought a Halloween cup. Like I was totally devastated. So I did a big no-no, which is you're not supposed to do anything in the parks when you're in your costume. You're not supposed to buy anything. You're not supposed to ride rides, you know? So I walked up to a friend of mine who was working in outdoor foods, and I went and bought a mug, and she let me. She didn't rat me out. So that's how I got my Jack Skellington mug.
You got to do what you got to do once the inventory starts dwindling, right?
Exactly. And like when you work in foods, you're allowed to like drink the soda for free. And yeah, I was getting free $3 sodas and she filled it up for me. She was like, well, since you work here, and she like filled my cup for me. So I always, you know, a little Disney magic from one cast member to another. It was really sweet.
Everybody that works there should be getting free sodas at the minimum. I mean, at the minimum, you know, like I love my cast member friends that they should be getting more than they're getting and like stuff like that. Come on now. Like, I don't care what position you have, even if you're not working foods or whatever. Soda, Disney doesn't pay much for that soda. I can tell you, because when I worked at a skating rink, it was like our biggest revenue stream. You know, like it's all profit. So yeah, you should get when you're thirsty, go get a Coke. You know, no big deal.
Right. So that's my little. I still have that mug. It's somewhere in like my basement, my old kitchen stuff. But I should probably dig that out. It's Halloween time almost. It's time to bust out my Jack Skellington light up mug.
Is it now? So you're one of those people, because I've seen this all over Twitter. September 1st, it's okay to be Halloween. You're like on the Disney schedule.
Yeah. No, I work out on an elliptical. My knees have been hurting lately, so I haven't been running. And I always put a movie on so that I can like not think about, you know, just being on an elliptical. And like 3 days ago, I was like, ooh, it's time to watch Nightmare Before Christmas because it's September now.
I've tried to watch that movie so many times. I've watched it once, and I watched it a few times like part of the way. I think, I don't know, maybe you have to be like a special kind of person. I don't know. I just don't get that movie. It's so weird to me. But the people who love it love that movie. Pam Forrester's daughter, Hannah, she is a Nightmare Before Christmas fanatic. But I can watch it. I watched it one time and I was like, okay, that's because it's like, to me, I have this problem. Things have to be like in a certain compartment. So is this a Halloween movie or is this a Christmas movie? And since I can't figure that out, it screws me all up. I can't tell. Like, I mean, it's got Santa Claus, it's got Halloween. What is this?
It's both. I watch it at Halloween and at Christmas. And just to like put it in context, it came out when I was 10. So like for me, it's a childhood classic.
Yeah. See, for me, this is totally, yeah, we go down all these wormholes. The probably the most like thing I have to watch at a holiday since in the last 10 years. And this is so dumb. We have to watch. You probably don't even know what this is. It was called the Caillou Christmas movie. Caillou was this like knockoff Charlie Brown cartoon that was on Noggin or one of those like kids channels. And he talks about Christmas around the world through all these cultures. Mallory had to watch that every night, multiple times from the time she was like, you know, for probably like 2 years. And so, and we didn't even just watch it at Christmas. We watched it all year long. And the thing is, so now like I got to watch it once a year just because like that was like our time is, you know, when she's a little kid. And it's if you know who Caillou is, it's Calliou or something like that. But you got to see it because it's like a knockoff of Charlie Brown. It's like a bald kid in a yellow shirt that's, you know, like six.
All
it's
I know
crazy.
Is that people found him annoying. I've seen memes. Oh, I don't know anything else about him.
totally was. But now that it's out of my system, it's more nostalgic. Like I wanted to wring Caillou's neck there for a while, but couldn't do it. I was like, going to go up to Canada and be like, where's this Caillou cat live? Is he in Alberta? Is he in Quebec? I'm going to go get him. Is he in Nova Scotia?
I know you can't see me right now, but I was shaking my fist on your behalf, you know, like Caillou. Shaking your fist in the air, like,
It's like, Caillou, get a clue, man. Get a clue. Yes, the dumbest questions. But then again, he was like four. So, you know, it was like one of those things. The thing was, we were watching the stupid movie, you know, like 3:15 in the morning when Mallory couldn't sleep. And I'm like, dude, I've seen this movie 78 times this week. Seriously. Come on. You know, it's just like you're out of your way. This is crazy. No, that's awesome. I will think of you when I pull out. I'll have to watch because I guess it is on Disney Plus, right? I would guess.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, my nephew came over. He's three today. He came over for a visit and he loves some Muppet Babies. And so we'll watch something here and there on Disney Plus. I can't wait for Right Stuff. That's what I'm pumped for. But so he wanted to watch Muppet Babies. I'm like, God, Disney Plus is like the greatest like babysitter ever, because I didn't realize, but you can just pull up the old Muppet and he'll just play like one episode to the next. You don't have to stop it. Like, it just keeps playing them. It's crazy. Like, we had to at least hit on a DVD, you know, like stop it and play and all that. It was crazy.
Just auto plays for you. You plop them down in front of it.
That's right. Okay, here was I'm sending you off. What's this? Because that's on our hold music. Oh, God.
Perfect.
All right. I'll see you later. Take care. Have a good night.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great night.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, Marlessa, how about Dwayne The Rock Johnson is in the lobby? You're welcome. You're welcome. I heard The Rock got COVID too. And actually, I saw a great meme. Now, I think he's doing okay from what I've seen. But COVID's just going to leave The Rock because he's scared of him, right? Oh my gosh. Jennifer says she slept to Nightmare on her last Disney cruise in the Walt Disney Theater. That is pretty cool. Yeah, it's just, I think you have to have a taste for that kind of a movie. It's different looking. It's just, it's different than most animated films. All right, we have our next caller on the line. It's Alfred. Alfred, happy Sunday night. What's going on, buddy?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm getting excited and nervous at the same time.
Did I see you ride a train down to Disney? I didn't know that.
I'm going to ride the train. I leave in 2 weeks from today.
How long does it take to get there on a train?
About 24 hours.
Woohoo, man. So you just sit in a seat for 24 hours?
Yeah, well, I ended up getting a roommate.
Okay. Interesting.
So it's my own little room.
That's pretty cool. I'd love to try that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I figured that's the safest way to travel.
I guess. I'll be honest. I looked at taking a train before when I was still a scaredy cat and wouldn't fly. I looked at a train from St. Louis, and I want to say it was 47 hours to get to Orlando on a train. Like, you had to go from St. Louis either to like Louisiana and then to DC and then down from DC, or like from St. Louis to Chicago, like up to the Northeast and then down the coast. I was like, holy cow, 47 hours.
I just come straight down.
24 hours.
So it's,
oof.
Yeah.
Well, a book.
What it is I leave nearby where I live, New Rochelle, at 8:50 in the morning, get to Penn Station at 9:25.
Okay.
Then I have an hour and a half layover. 11 o'clock, the next train leaves, and then I'm on it till 10 o'clock the next morning.
That would be fun, though, actually. Now that I think about it, I'd love to do that. That'd be a blast. I love trains.
Well, I did it once. I wasn't happy. But I said, you know what? I'm going to try it again.
I want to hear about that. Yeah, I want to hear about that. That's interesting. I know they have that because Mike Newell from Mouse World Radio used to always talk about, he took the train, that train that takes your car in the back, like whatever that's called. That'd be neat, too, to have a car once you get there, but not have to drive.
Yeah. So the dining car is not open, so they bring you the food. Because you can be old, obviously.
Well, yeah, you'd starve.
And I just felt that with COVID, the safest way is to actually have a separate room.
Yeah.
And not be in coach and sitting with everyone else.
That's cool. I can't wait to hear about that. That's neat.
Yeah. I have a question, though, because on the way back, I'm taking a flight home.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to make a reservation for Tragical Express?
Yes. Get me your flight information. I'll put it in.
Okay.
All I need is the airline and the flight number.
Oh, I got to look up the flight number. Okay.
That'll be on the confirmation.
Yeah. I didn't even look at that.
It's not hard to find.
Okay, good. Yeah. Next thing I want to know is, do you think I need to make ADRs?
Depends. I mean, is there anywhere you're thinking of eating where it's like super important or it's super popular? Like what's your kind of most, you know how things work. What's your most difficult dining thing you want to do?
Well, I always love eating at Bjergast.
Yeah.
But I don't know how hard it would be to get in.
Here's what I always say. I mean, get one if you can, because then you have a guarantee. You know what I'm saying? And I don't quote me on this, because I don't know this for sure. I meant to look this up and I didn't. But Scott was telling me that they're not really enforcing the 24-hour cancellation penalty right now.
Oh, that's good.
Because there's so much, you know, people are having such a hard time with making hard plans. And don't quote me on that, but I think that might be the case. So then there really wouldn't be a reason not to make something. I know 50's prime time, they were still, even though we were down there, there wasn't many people there, they were turning people away. So, yeah, if you want to go there, I would definitely make one.
Okay. All right. So I have to do that this week then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't even really know what restaurants are opened at this point. I'm like, what is there?
I mean, most, you gotta, you know, I'm trying to think. I mean, there's a list, I'd have to find there. I have a list. Ricky made a list somewhere on the Mouse for Less.
Mm-hmm.
This she's updating. So I'll have to find that. I don't have it here, but, most are, I mean, I would say, well, I mean, most is a vague word, but I'd say 75% are.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And you'll know, just go on the My Disney Experience app and it'll say unavailable if it's not.
That's true. And of course, Disney Springs, most stuff is open.
It is. So. Yeah. It's almost business as usual down there now.
Yeah.
But here, I will say this though, because I know you very well. This Disney Springs is the place that consistently people say when they go to Walt Disney World, they feel totally comfortable at the parks and at the resorts. When people get back, the one piece of feedback that I am getting from folks is that when they go to Disney Springs, they feel a little bit less comfortable than they do anywhere else on property. Because think about it, you have people there that are not really invested. Like they don't have a hotel reservation. Mm-hmm. They don't have, you know, you can just drop in and if, you know, you get busted for not wearing a mask or not wearing your mask right, okay, you just go home. You know, so I'm not saying it's unsafe there, but I'm saying that I just like to be honest that what I'm hearing is people are more nervous and feeling less comfortable at Disney Springs than anywhere else.
Okay. Yeah. Because I started to get a little nervous too, believe it or not, because I'm getting all this backlash from family.
Yeah, I know.
You know, why are you going? Shouldn't be going. Really should reconsider. I'm like, oh my God, stop.
Yeah, trust your
heart.
Because
that's what I'm doing. I booked the flight. I booked the train. It's all done. I even called it for a scooter because I need that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I mean, but the thing is, when you go down, don't regret it. Like, don't second guess yourself, because then you won't have fun. Like, go down and just say,
"Yeah,
I'm wearing my mask. I'm going to carry hand sanitizer, and I'm going to be safe." That's what we did. And we had a blast. I mean, it was fun. You know, we were careful too. We weren't idiots. You know, like my hands were so dry from hand sanitizer and that mask never came off. But we had a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me just quickly. I know it's getting close to ending here. The relaxation zones, what are they like?
You got to keep your shoes on. No, just kidding. I'm just playing with you. You know what? Here's the funny thing. Because I, like I said, I haven't worn a mask here much at home at all because I really don't go any. I just drive through restaurants. And the girls go to all the stores. I hate shopping anyway. It's ideal for me. I hate going to stores. But I didn't even ever go into one the whole time I was there for 5 days. Now, I know you can go in. And basically what it is, it's just a place where there's socially distant tables. And so you just go and they assign you to a table and you can take off your mask and just chill out. So.
Okay. My mom's like, oh, you shouldn't do that. people are taking their masks off there.
But I mean, you're not going to be within 10 feet of somebody if you do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're not going to put you in that. Because I would imagine that it hits capacity. I would have to, right? They can't just crowd that place. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't be a relaxation station. They're going to say, maybe we can have 20 people in here at a time. Maybe you have to queue up. I don't know. But I never saw anybody really going in them except a few people here and there.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know.
Yep.
So, yeah, you know, so that's where I'm at right now. I'm like listening to all sides, you know.
That's what you should do. The thing is, you're doing due diligence is what you're doing. You know, you're not just going down blind because you just, you know, you're mm-hmm. being, because I think you can you can do the opposite. You can just say, I'm oblivious to everything, and that's not safe either. You know, you need to take it all in and just do what you you can. But the chat room is giving you lots of support. You know, they're saying, you know, go down and, you know, just you know, enjoy yourself, take proper steps is what Tanya's saying. She's awesome. Amy's saying, do what works best for you. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know, I think that, you'll be, you know, if you are nervous, do Disney Springs after you kind of get the feel of, you know, going to the theme parks for a couple days.
Right.
I would hold off on that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also like think of it this way. I'm very careful at home.
You see, I'm not.
I don't leave my house without the mask on.
Yep.
I'm used to it. Okay. And then every time someone says something, oh, you shouldn't be going, I said, well, I could easily get it here too.
Yes, totally. That's going to be my luck. I'm going to get it because some kid at the White Castle had it, and like I'm reaching in to get my sliders, and like that's how I get it. I'm like, dude, that wasn't even fun. I was just getting hamburgers. That's going to be my luck. I'm telling you, that's my life.
And so that's the whole other point is that I'm careful here, so I'll be careful there.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like your lifestyle now, you know, because you've been doing it for so long.
Yeah. For my mental state, I need to go because I've had a lot of bad feelings lately.
But you also went to Six Flags. That was a good dry run of what you're getting ready to do.
Yeah. But I need to go there. I need to be away
for
a few days.
I needed it too. That's exactly why I went.
My mental state is just getting crushed.
That was the same way. Boy, that was the best thing. I've been happier ever since I got, you know, it's been a month. And I've been happier since I got back just because I got to see the world for a few days. You know, I got to see people.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, as much as I love my family and the dog, which she came back for Labor Day, she's sitting right next to me. And I love her to death. It was good to know that there's actually humanity out there again because I hadn't seen them for so long.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the other thing with this is that, like, my mom goes, well, once you get back, you're going to be in quarantine for 2 weeks. You won't be able to see me. I'm like, oh, God, here we go.
Well,
meanwhile, she calls 5 times a day. Isn't that enough?
That's what I was going to say. Sometimes being in quarantine isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, I know. She goes, how are you going to get your food? I'm like, that's never a problem with me.
I'll let Paige know. Yeah. Paige does DoorDash. I'll have her run you out some Chipotle or something. you're gonna have a good time. Don't stress till then though. That's fine. Just don't stress.
Yeah,
you made a good call. You'll be fine.
I love your laundry bag.
Yes, aren't those cool? I know. I forgot mine in August. I was like, it'll get sent to you. It gets mailed to you by our office manager. Yeah, you'll get one.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yep, our office manager sends
those out.
Will
I have it before I go?
Probably, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think
so.
Cool. Yeah, I'll
make
sure.
I love it. I saw the picture, and I'm like, I can't wait. I love this.
That's great, man, because especially when you have, like, a family of four. God, we have so much dirty clothes after a week. It's nice just to...
Is it that big?
It's huge. Yeah, it's big.
Okay.
One of our guests, like, wore it as, like, I can't remember. They had, like, around their neck. They didn't know it was a laundry bag. They thought it was something else. It was so funny. They sent us a picture. It's like, hey, it's a laundry bag. Yeah, it's something. Yeah, but no, it's cool. I'll make sure you definitely get one. I'll make sure we tell Stacy.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, hey, I got a scoop because one of our ball players passed away, and I want to be able to see the pregame for that. But next Sunday, we'll be here.
I will send my info.
Yes.
For the Magical Express.
Airline flight number.
Perfect.
All right, Alfred. Have a good week, buddy. It's good talking to you.
Thanks. You too.
All righty. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that's going to do it for tonight's live call-in show. Thank you, everybody. We had a huge crowd tonight. Thanks for spending some time with us. We do this every Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central on the Facebook and YouTube channels for the show. To search Be Our Guest Podcast on Facebook and YouTube, and you can tune in whichever place you like. It doesn't matter. And you can always give us a call, and we can talk Disney. We'll see what the news is next week. Don't forget, you can always follow us on the social media, Instagram and Twitter, at Be Our Guest Mike and at Be Our Guest Pod. And of course, Facebook and YouTube, follow us over there. Hit the button to subscribe and to get the notifications. It'll just ding you when we go live. Also, real quick, let me see if I can do this. Hang on. Well, everybody's ducking out. Don't forget to join us on Discord. Go to the BeOurGuestPodcast.com website, BeOurGuestPodcast.com. On the right-hand side, click on Join Our Discord. Sounds really confusing. It's not. It's a 24/7 chat room. We have great conversations all the time, the listeners of the show. I love you guys being over there. Go join us on Discord, BeOurGuestPodcast.com. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back again next Sunday night. So for those of us in the United States, enjoy your three-day weekend. Have a great Monday. Get out there and grill as we wrap up summer 2020. I appreciate you guys. I don't say that enough. I appreciate you, each and every one of you, so much. So many great shows to listen to. So many podcasts. You guys take the time to listen to our show, to call in, to be a part of our community, to support each other. Thank you. That's really all I can say is thank you for being there. I love doing this. This is a dream of mine. I've been able to do this for over 12 years. I never thought it would last 12 minutes. And it's a joy. So I hope you guys always enjoy it. I appreciate you each and every time. I want you to know that. So you guys stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.